Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi everyone, this is Allison, and thank you for joining me this evening on BBS Radio, the number one worldwide talk radio network on the planet. On tonight's show, we're going to be discussing the energy that influences your life as shown by the numbers in your numerology chart. Most of you realize that numerology identifies your own personal energy, the very energy which defines who you are as a person. But numerology also identifies the energy which comes into your life at certain times of your life to be a catalyst for your experiences and soul growth. Join me tonight as I explore this fascinating aspect of numerology and help you to understand the profound, insightful information your numerology chart has to offer. I'll be taking your calls, doing live on-air readings. Find out what your pinnacles are and how they influence your life. This should be a very enlightening show, and it should give you a lot of information about what's going on in your life tonight. Now, I do realize that some of you might be first-time listeners, and perhaps you're not terribly familiar with numerology. So let me give you a little bit of an explanation. If this is your first time listening to Visible by Numbers, this show is all about numerology, looking at it from every aspect, from empowering you by teaching you how to use it to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life, to doing readings to demonstrate how insightful and understanding your numerology can be, and also by explaining how all spiritual philosophy can be found within the knowledge of numerology. Some of you may not be familiar with numerology, and so, you know, this is basically the basic understanding. And everything in our universe has a distinct rate of vibration, and your vibration can be determined by the numbers found in your very own personal numerology chart. You might be sitting there and wondering, how can a number give you insight into your vibration? We add numbers, we subtract numbers. What exactly do numbers have to do with it? Well, numerology is actually based upon physics, which is the science of laws that govern motion, matter, and energy. And it's physics that tells us that everything that exists has a vibration. Everything that exists in the universe, from an inert rock to the organs of your body to the very sound of your name, have their own distinct rate of vibration. And to measure that rate of vibration, we need numbers. Now, numerology is the study of the spiritual qualities of the numbers. In other words, the numbers have meanings. Numerology finds your numbers from your date of birth and the name given at birth, which in essence is a measure of your vibration. Numerology has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China, and it even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. It is founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras, who was a 5th century Greek mathematician, philosopher, and mystic, who traveled extensively in his lifetime, and he had the opportunity to study with some of the greatest religious leaders of that time in history. Numerology teaches us that there's no randomness to the day you were born, nor the name you were given. It was your soul's choice. Both the name you were given and the day you were born are a roadmap to your soul's journey in this lifetime. Your numbers identify your energy, and the energy which influences your life, all of this can be calculated by using this ancient divination tool called numerology. So there you go. That's what we're doing tonight. We are going to be using numerology, but we're going to be looking at your pinnacles. And the pinnacles are a very interesting aspect of numerology. Let me explain here. Well, first off, let me just explain, if you don't know what your pinnacles are, And unless you have already had your chart done, or unless maybe you're studying numerology, you probably wouldn't know what your pinnacles are. And that's fine. That's what I'm here for. Two ways to find out. Number one, if you look on the front page of BBS Radio, you go to Visible by Numbers. There's that Show Info tab. And right there on the Show Info tab, when we're talking about what we're doing this evening, I have included how to figure out your pentacles. So you can actually follow along, take a look at that, and actually figure out your own pentacles. And then as I begin to describe the energy of the pentacles, you'll be able to tell which ones you're in, and you'll be able to follow along. The other way that you can find out what your pentacle numbers are is call. I'd be happy to figure them out for you. If you have a question about pentacles, you're more than welcome to call as well if you're studying numerology. If you have something that maybe you'd like to ask me, I'd be happy to discuss it with you. Either way, the toll-free numbers, 877-876-5227, that's for USA. If you're calling from Canada, the numbers are 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. So either way, whether you call me and I figure them out, or you can figure your own out from the show info page and you can follow along to the show. Hi. Do I have a caller?
Yep.
Hi, who's calling?
It's Candace Lois Clark.
Hi, Candace. How are you?
I'm good. I'm Cassandra's sister.
Oh, hi. Yes. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
So did you want me to look at your pentacles?
Yes, please.
Okay. Candace, if you would be so kind, could you please give me your date of birth?
It's July 13th, 1980.
80. Okay. 7/13/1980, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, super. Let's see. How do you spell your first name, Candace?
It's C-A-N-D-I-C-E.
And you said your middle name was what?
Lois.
L-O-I-S?
I-S.
Okay, and I know your last name, so don't just... Oh, let me just type it in. Okay. Because seeing you announced your full name on there, what I'll do is I'll actually look at your full chart. So just hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Just give me a second. All righty. Now, what I was going to explain, or what I, you know, really what we want to concentrate on this evening is what the pentacles are. But seeing you've given me a little bit of extra information here, I think I'll kind of go with that as well. One of the things that I can tell for you, Candace, is the fact that you have a 20 life path. And I'm sure that in other calculation methods, it probably comes up as an 11. But the way that I calculate it, it comes up as a 20, which is intensified energy of the two. Because whenever you got a zero going on, it intensifies that energy. So the life path that you have really is one that says that you're very intuitive, psychic even, very empathic as well. So you're very much an empath. And you also, I would say, you are very sensitive to other people's emotions, very sensitive to their feelings. You can feel things very deeply yourself. You come in this lifetime as being a peacemaker. Someone who really needs peace and harmony in their life, but also when it comes to disagreements and arguments and everything else, you need peace everywhere, every aspect of your life. This gives you a gift with, you know, you have the mind of a poet. You have a lot of artistic ability. You're very good with details. It's also a very friendly, wonderful vibration as far as being supportive of others, you know, helping them. You know, being part of a team, kind of like a team player. But there's a lot of psychic energy in your life path. Now, your birthday and your expression number is indicating some karma that comes in. And so what this is saying for you is it's a lot, it's for energy, but it's saying for you, Candace, that you really, there's no getting around it in this lifetime. You have to learn effort versus reward. Nothing is going to come easy for you. Everything is really going to require for you to work as hard as you possibly can. And there's a lot of limitation around you in your lifetime. Rules to be followed, discipline to be had, limiting, almost like kind of like limiting your freedom. This all this 13 energy, you have it in your birthday, you have it in your expression, you have it in your heart's desire, us all talking about this limitation in your life and the fact that nothing comes easy from you. You've got to do it the hard way. You've got to put in the time. You've got to put in the work. You've got to put in the effort. It says that you can ask, you've got this incredible amount of discipline at your disposal, and you have to use it in this lifetime. Because in a past lifetime, I don't know if you were a slacker, I don't know what went on, but you carry this lesson in this time. And it sounds like it's a difficult, tall order, but really some of the most successful people on this planet have these numbers, 13-4. Because when you have discipline, when you bring that into your life and you apply it to your talents and abilities, you can go very far in life and make some serious forward strides in life, because you want to build a stable and solid foundation for your life. So it really can be good energy. All right. So now let's get to the pentacles and what the pentacles are saying, okay? You're, what, 26 right now?
Yep.
Okay. So we know that you're still in this first pentacle, which is the 11, okay? You have an 11 first pentacle. That's master energy. This first pentacle lasts from your birth until the age of 34. So you're still there. You've got a ways to go before you move out of the first pentacle. Now, the 11 certainly is going to heighten that psychic ability of yours. So you can't tell me that early on in life as a child that you're very connected to the spiritual realm, that perhaps you have the clairsentient, clairaudient, clairvoyant things going on in your life, that paranormal stuff, that unexplainable stuff, but it's all being connected to the psychic realm. It's also talking about, you know, that you're defining at this time in your life through your experiences your actual spiritual truth. It's not easy to be in an 11 pentacle. It certainly is not. Sometimes there can be loss that comes around with the 11 pentacle, something near and dear to your heart that you no longer have. But that creates somewhat of an inward journey where you question the origins of your soul or your spiritual being, or it takes you to that place where you begin to explore your own spiritualness, your spirituality, your soul. So this is a very difficult pinnacle that I really see it for a child. However, this is where you are. Certainly you're past your childhood years. You're getting, you know, getting closer to getting to the end of this pinnacle. But somewhere along the way, dear, your experiences have taught you much in this pinnacle and probably given you a lot of growth along the lines of the spiritual. You move out of this pinnacle at the age of 35, and I could actually see you, you know, maybe having work or maybe a career. But this one, this is a four pentacle. So in a four pentacle, you know, just like we talked with your expression number, with your the 13 fours in the upper part of the chart, this is saying that it's going to bring to you hard work during this time. In some capacity, you're going to have to use that discipline during these years of your life. It is going to be all about effort versus reward for you in that time. There will still continuing to be limitation around you. And still, you're going to have to follow the rules, and you're going to have to be disciplined. And there's no easy way out of that pinnacle except for the hard work. But again, in a four pinnacle, it builds a solid foundation for the rest of your life. Whether you're growing on a spiritual level, physical level, material level, that four pinnacle is the groundwork, lays the groundwork for the rest of your life. And again, I say with the four energy, if you are not disciplined, it doesn't matter how gifted you are, it doesn't matter how talented you are, you absolutely have to be able to bring discipline and be able to focus that energy and work hard at it in order to get anywhere in life. So that pinnacle is going to probably, I would almost guess that when you get done with that pinnacle, perhaps you're almost done with that karma that you have. That might be the completion time. Now, you move out of that pinnacle at age 44, moving into your sixth pinnacle, 44 to 52. Now, at this time, frankly, I can honestly see perhaps, I mean, it's not to say that you can't have relationships or you can't have families, but usually in a sixth pinnacle, we get married or we give birth to children, or if we're older, perhaps we marry someone that has children. But I can really see you being surrounded by family during that sixth pinnacle. And so perhaps it's duty and responsibility. Maybe you're caring for family, or maybe in another capacity, having family. Children, or, you know, and certainly the Six Pentacles can be about teaching children, but it has a lot to do with children and family and responsibility and loving and caring and nurturing. In a Six Pentacle, you could start your own business. In a Six Pentacle, you also, you know, might be drawn to do community service or do things that help others, to be of service to others. because the energy of six, that's what it's going to allow for you. Anything having to do with music bodes very well in a six pentacle, and also artistic things. So you might want to, you know, if you don't already do something artistic, you may, if you do something artistic, certainly that would be a pentacle that would allow more success along those lines. Your final pinnacle at age 53 is a seven, and that's the pinnacle you'll be in until you leave this planet, and that's the energy of the seven. And so that's the energy of the wise old sage Buddha. And in a seven pinnacle, quite often, we find ourselves learning, going to school, educating ourselves, gaining a deeper knowledge of things. Or if we already have those things, we may find ourselves sharing our wisdom through teaching others, and maybe at some capacity being a spiritual teacher. And in that seven pentacle, I mean, there's a lot of wonderful spiritual growth in faith and connection to the God source, and an inward growth as well, where you yourself can actually make a real connection to spiritual philosophy, to your God source. It's, and, you know, that's where you want to connect to nature, maybe get outside, and truly you might feel a little like it's an inward journey, but it's such incredible spiritual growth that goes on in the seven pentacle in a very positive way. And so that is, you know, how I would read your pentacles. And, you know, when I look at your talents and abilities, I know that you absolutely would make a wonderful counselor for people because you know what they need without them speaking a word. You connect other people's energy. You probably could do a reading for me. The next thing that I would say is that you're a very honest person with very high values, hardworking, and you do understand discipline. You probably understand it better than most. And I also believe that on some capacity, you really want to do something to make this world a better place. So I see a lot of artistic ability in there, as well as the fact that you can be quite disciplined. Is that helpful to you, Candace?
Oh, yeah, very much.
Did it make sense to you?
Yeah, a lot of it actually did.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, there you go. I hope it was helpful. And thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks very much.
And give your sister my love.
All right.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, then. All right. Sometimes when I get to reading people, I have a tendency to forget where I am. So forgive me for a minute if I get my bearings. I normally carry a pen with me and write down when I get a call, and I didn't do it this time. So, all right. So I believe what I was doing was that I was talking about the pinnacles. And as you could see from Candace's reading, you know, how important those pinnacles are. You know, really what they do is they tell you what will bode best for you. So if you know what your pinnacle number is that you're in, basically you'll know what you want to do in that pinnacle, what the energy will allow. So if it's on a pinnacle that's going to allow artwork, you know when you hit that pinnacle, that's the time to concentrate on your artwork. If, let's say, you're interested in your career, you might want to hit a 1 or an 8 pinnacle, and you know that that's going to boost you in your career. That's the importance of knowing your pinnacles. It tells you what the universe, the energy that comes into your life to be a catalyst for your experiences. And so the pinnacle itself, the number of the pinnacle, will allow certain experiences during that time. Knowing what that pinnacle is, it helps you to prepare. Helps you to prepare for that pinnacle. It's kind of like knowing the right timing for things. Also, knowing the energy of your pinnacle, if you're caught in a place of frustration or if you're not happy, it's nice to know that at certain times in your life, the energy shifts and you're allowed different experiences. And so as you shift out of one pinnacle into the next pinnacle, you get in a whole entirely different set of circumstances to your life, and different things come in. And so you don't always get stuck in the same rut because you're moving in and out of these pinnacles. So knowing what they are, and also knowing that you have new ones coming, you know, it makes life interesting, but it's also being informed. Now, what I was saying about numerology and about numerology charts in general is the fact that that you have, at the beginning part of your chart, the energy that identifies you as a person. It's telling you, what are your talents and abilities? What are you good at? It also explains why you dream the dreams you dream. Why do you want to be what you want to be? The beginning part of the chart is your likes, your dislikes. It is your personality traits. It's everything at the beginning part in the core numbers of numerology chart defines you as a soul and as a person. The second half of the chart, when you get into the challenges, the pinnacles, the essences in the personal years, this is taking on a whole different ballpark here. It's the energy that influences your experiences. And that's the topic of discussion for tonight. I'm not sure. Do I have somebody on the line?
Hey, darling, you have Deb here. Happy 4th of July.
Hey, Deb. What's going? How are you?
I'm fine. Life is good. Hey, I had a question, just quickly, as long as you're doing pentacles in general tonight. How about the United States? What pentacle year are we going to be coming into? Or should I figure that one out myself? Because I was listening to you, and I thought, well, of course, you know, my show this week.
That's a very good question. Hold on one moment, darling. I just got to switch some things, because I switched some things when I had Candace on. So just give me a second, and let me just switch a few things.
Shame on me. I should have figured that out before I called you, but I thought maybe she'll have that.
Well, you would do it astrologically, certainly.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I was to do the United States, I don't want to sound like an idiot, but just give me do we have an exact date? It's 7/4.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah. It's 7/4/1776. The time is what most astrologers argue about, but yeah.
Okay, 7/4/1776. Okay, forgive my stupidity, but it's like I get in one place and something like that is not going to hit my head, and I'd be sitting there going, duh. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I guess this is kind of like, my biggest question here is with numerology, certainly, the expected lifespan of a soul would certainly not be as old as the United States. But with that being said, I think, and you have to understand that when you go into your pentacles, your first pentacle lasts approximately 28 to 36 years, depending on your life path. Your second pinnacle is a 9-year period. Your third pinnacle is a 9-year period. And then your fourth pinnacle, you go into after those 2 9-year cycles, and you remain in that until the time you leave this planet. So with that being said, the United States has been in a one pinnacle for a very long time. Within that pinnacle, in comes the personal years for the United States, okay? So that does change the energy on a yearly basis. But the energy of the one pinnacle that the United States is in is leadership, certainly. It is sometimes can be considered to be domination, authority, courage, being the protector, all of which would apply to the United States of America. Sometimes the United States, you know, when you're looking at the one energy in a pinnacle, there can be a lot of hard knock lessons, because usually it's done by the own hand of the person who's in that pinnacle, meaning they want to achieve, they want to success, but they have to do it from their own hand. And part of what you're learning in a one pinnacle is your own personal strengths, what you're good at, what you're capable of doing. And sometimes there's obstacles to overcome in a one pinnacle, just to teach you just how strong you are. So I can see where there's a lot of downfalls and tripping over the feet in a one pinnacle, but in the end, you end up being a leader. You end up on top. You end up being number one. You end up achieving. You end up with success, because the one pinnacle will push you in that direction. So one, leadership, that's where the United States is. How that applies to this many years into it, I would probably read it a little bit more on a year-to-year basis for more insight, I think.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted to know. I just thought, huh.
Well, thank you for the most difficult question when I was in a place. Yes, I appreciate that, dear.
Hi.
Oh, I'm like sitting there. Do you ever get like where you're reading and you're in this etheric plane and then somebody asks you a very common sense question and you can't answer it? Well, when you called in, I was in this place with Candace's reading, and I'm like, you might as well have asked me what color the sky was, and I wouldn't have been able to answer you because I was somewhere else. So, thanks for that.
You're welcome. I was thinking, your children are grown and gone, so you've forgotten what that's like. I have that all day long now. The school's out. So.
Oh, so you've been probably doing what?
Oh,
teaching and children and all that, yeah.
Yeah. All right, ma'am, I'll hang up and finish listening to the rest of your show, and you have a happy 4th of July.
Oh, well, thank you, dear. Good. Thank you. Sweet of you to call.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay. All righty. Good question. All right, so anyhow, what I was talking about when I was discussing the different types of energy, okay, and I think we pretty much got along understanding. The first part of the chart, your core numbers, is talking about who you are as a person. The second half of the chart is the energy that comes into your life. It actually creates the experiences. And I like to use this analogy because I think it's a good analogy to try to help explain the pinnacles and the essences in the personal years. Those are these are definitely the things that influences your experiences in life. The analogy that I like to use is let's say you come into this life with the talents and abilities of a farmer. And so you have a desire to plant crops, you have seeds and tools and fertilizer, and you have the knowledge to plant crops. One would hope that the universe in its infinite wisdom would put you on a piece of land so that you could plant your crops. However, the universe is not always in alignment with your energy, and sometimes you get put out to sea and you don't have the opportunity to plant the crop. And in that lies a lesson or an experience that your soul still seeks. It even seeks adversity as being a lesson. So that's kind of an analogy for the pinnacles and what they're there for. And I already hear that I got a caller. Who's calling, please?
Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hi. Terry just called me and told me that she missed Candace's reading, so she told me to call you, so I'm calling.
Oh, well, I can't really take the time to do Candace to do the reading over again.
No, for me.
She wants me to do your reading. Oh, okay.
Yes.
So we can let the listening audience in on this, your sister just called, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so now you're calling, and I just recently did a reading for you.
Yes.
And so Terry says
awesome.
She's being a little bit of a brat, wanting me to do it on air, isn't she? Okay.
Yep.
Well, as long as you don't mind, I'll do yours on air, okay?
No, I don't mind at all.
Okay. It'll be briefer than the one we did, okay? Because
yep.
I can't take an hour.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Let's do it then. Okay. Cassandra, what we talked about, A, number one, that you're a nine-life path. And nine-life paths are those of the humanitarian, the person that comes in wanting to make the world a better place, certainly. The nine-life path is also all about learning unconditional love, setting an example of unconditional love. The nine-life path is also very compassionate for the needs, wants, and needs of others. And I really feel, Cassandra, I don't know if you feel like sharing the circumstances of both your sister and yourself. Having talked to you and having done your reading, you know, I understand what those circumstances are. And we discussed in your reading that this nine-life path is particularly significant to you because you are in a wheelchair, and you don't mind if I share that with people.
No.
And so what this is really saying about you is that given you, and your sister as well, right? Your sister is also disabled to a certain extent?
Yeah.
Okay. So this non-life path is really, you're here too, really in many, many ways. You're understanding what it is needs, you know, you need compassion. You need people to in many ways, understand your condition and to be loving and accepting of you no matter what. And that is the energy of unconditional love, loving someone no matter what. And sometimes I find it amazing when people come in with nine life paths, and sometimes they actually are this beautiful soul who may be handicapped or may be in a position of needing help or needing compassion or needing love. And you give the opportunity over and over again to people to demonstrate this to you. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah, I do.
So part of this disability of yours is actually allowing people to be able to do a kindness, allowing people to have compassion, allowing people to perhaps help you in some capacity. I know you don't like being in that position, but you do set an example that allows unconditional love through your condition. And I find that very interesting in your chart. It's not the first time that I've seen it with a nine. Now, I also know that you're a caring, loving person who actually wants, you have this amazing ability with love and loving of others and acceptance of others and being embracing of all humanity, and that there is part of you that wants to change this world. You are a light in the world, Cassie. And so this is what this nine is telling me. We look at your birthday. This is a person who is, again, this is a six, is a 24-6, and it's talking about love, love of family, love of children, love of animals, this cosmic mother energy. So this number is saying that, you know, both the nine and the six are teachers. The nine energy is a spiritual teacher. The six energy is a teacher of children. So we see this demonstrated both in the nine and the six. But both of these numbers are loving and caring. So you're not only here to love the world, you're here to love everyone around you as well. Mm-hmm. And this is talking about relationships with family going on. Now, the nine is certainly talking about the spiritual abilities. It's talking about psychic connections. Many, many of our greatest readers, psychics and mediums that are working today have nine life paths. You bring that with you, spiritual truth. You bring psychic ability with you through this nine. We're also talking here about the fact that you connect to spiritual philosophy, are drawn to it. I find the thing that's most fascinating about nines is they really can understand very complex spiritual philosophy, something that sometimes goes over the rest of our heads, that you guys really somehow in some capacity connect to a cosmic consciousness out there somewhere, and you understand things. Your expression number, it's kind of funny. Your sister is a 20/2 life path. You're a 20/2 expression. So we're talking major ability here with the psychic phenomenon, with connecting to the spiritual, clairsentience, absolutely an empath, but also the clairaudience and clairsentience coming through. You come as a peacemaker. That's part of why you're here as well. You need peace and harmony just as much as your sister does. And so you can tell that you two are intricately soul travelers together, that you belong together. Your heart's desire and your personality is talking about you desiring to be independent. So, you know, the position that life has put you in is not necessarily a position that you like to be in, because you want to be independent. You want to do it for yourself. You don't want to ask for help. You don't want any handouts. You really want to stand on your own two feet. And there is a little bit of karma in your chart that says that you're learning a lesson about this power, that perhaps in the last lifetime you may have abused power in some capacity. And so you're being very cautious, you know, you're being taught a lesson about stepping into your power this lifetime. Perhaps coming in at the beginning, at the onset of your life, is being powerless to a certain extent. Really, with your numbers, I see everything from emotional healer to spiritual teacher. I mean, there's so much spirituality, and there's just so much love in your numbers. Definitely. Now, just because I can't do the full reading here, when we talk about your pentacles, we're talking about that one pentacle. You know, there's, you know, you're very sensitive as a child. You have a two challenge. You're very sensitive, but you're in this one pentacle, which is talking about you learning to stand on your own two feet. You're trying to understand, trying to be independent, struggling. A lot of obstacles in the way on the one, but it definitely makes you more apt to be determined and more apt to be brave and courageous and to strive for success and strive to be independent. At the age of 28, you have a five pentacle that's coming in, and this is going to bring change to you, change in your circumstances, change in what you're doing, perhaps even change where you're living. But the five pentacle is going to want to bring to you experiences that perhaps you've not been able to do before. And you may be able to travel a little bit more, be more freer than you've been previously. And certainly anything having to do with writing, anything having to do with networking, anything like that is going to work out well in a five pentacle. Third pentacle, like your sister, I'm talking family here. I don't know in what capacity after 37 is the possibility of marriage, is the possibility of bringing family around you, duty and responsibility to family, closeness of family. But certainly in a sixth pentacle, you can be a healer or teacher as well, or do things that are artistic. Your fourth pentacle at the age of 46 is saying it's wanting to put you on stage to be a star, and I do feel that as you move towards the latter years of life, that you're going to be communicating your message to people. You're going to be, I think, out in front of people, talking to them, some capacity, whether it's through a book that you've written or whether it's through actually something you say. It wants to put you on stage. And that's where I see the three pentacles for you. You have a 11 maturity number that also wants to put you on stage in front of people. So, you know, just general brief, kind of like condensing it down. But there it is, Cassie, and I hope that makes Terry immensely happy. I hope it makes her happy. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome, Cassie. Talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye. Well, that's very sweet of Cassie to let me share the story of her and her sister. I mean, you know, if ever you want to actually, I guess, let numerology bear itself out. I didn't know Cassandra at all. I actually did a reading last week, and that is how I met her, through her reading. And so the nine-life path was apparent, and when I began discussing about, you know, unconditional love, whether setting example for others or her, you know, what she does in life actually demonstrates it, it made complete and total sense to her, because she is in a wheelchair. She has a disease that has put her there, and her sister, too, so... Anyhow, I think it's these two girls. I mean, I didn't know her sister until tonight. I never spoke to her before, but I do know Cassie's chart. And it really was very, very validating. She is a spiritual healer. She has taken many, many courses and learned much about spirituality. And I believe someday she will be a teacher. And I think that she will publish a book someday that will actually bring her a certain amount of recognition. And I really could see Cassie eventually one day perhaps doing readings for me or for you. Or teaching us in some capacity. And that would be the energy of her chart. And now I've gone amok now. You know, I connect to people like that. I get all out there, you know. They have beautiful energy. Okay. Allison, back. Earth to Allison. Okay. Let me just clear screen here, and then I'll get back to what it was I was discussing. As I said, Allison can't multitask. I can only do one thing at a time. Which is charming, but makes me a little slow. Okay, I think I got that straight. All right. So anyhow, where were we? Talking about these pentacles. I mean, he gave the analogy of the farmer and how you want to kind of hope that when you're looking at your pentacles, it's going to put you where your energy is so that you will be allowed to use your energy within that pentacle. Okay. Now, again, I'm telling you that if you want to find out your pentacle numbers, you have two choices. You may call me at the station, just like the people I've been doing this evening, and I'd be happy to look at your pentacles and give you a brief explanation of your pentacles. You can call toll-free at 877-876-5227. You can call from Canada at 888-815-9756, and you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. You also can find out your energy of your pentacles and numbers of your pentacles. Go to the BBS page. You go to the show info page for visible by numbers. You scroll down in the show info, and right there on that page just tells you how to do it. And you can figure out your own, and you can follow along as I begin to describe the pentacles. Okay. All right. So we've determined that the pentacles are four long-term cycles or periods on our life path. And each pentacle represents a particular lesson, perhaps, that we're working on in this lifetime. Pentacles usually last from birth to between the first one lasts from birth to the ages of 30, 35. The middle two pentacles last 9 years. The last pentacle stays with you for the remainder of your life, as long as you're here on this planet. They're very important. Whenever you transition out of one into another, it's always strongly felt. So that's one thing that's nice to know. When you're moving from your first pentacle into your second, it's going to create a certain amount of emotion in you, perhaps apprehension. Perhaps you're sensing that something is coming, something is changing in your life, and you're going to feel the pull of the change of pentacles. And that's an important thing. It's not always that easy to move out of one pentacle into the next. What a pentacle does is it does it tells you, it reveals the conditions, the events you'll experience during that period. It describes the atmosphere of the time that you're in. And like I said, preparing for the pentacle is the best way of knowing how to make the best possible use out of them. All right. It tells you what opportunities you might be coming your way and the best way to use your energy and make the most out of your potential. There's a lot of guidance in knowing the energy of the Pentacles. It gives us direction. Some things to keep in mind in comparing the numbers of the Pentacles. It's really important to compare the numbers of the Pentacles to your core numbers, even to your challenge numbers, even to the missing numbers in your name, you know, because that's telling a story about you. So those of you that are studying numerology, for you know, you really want to look at the Pentacle numbers, and you want to look up top, and you want to see, well, what was their life path? What was their birthday? What was their expression? Where were the challenges? What numbers are they missing? Because those Pentacles, if you put somebody in a Pentacle and they don't have that energy, you know it's not going to be an easy Pentacle for them. And so that's one really good way to be able to be a more insightful reader for someone, because you could actually tell based on comparing, making comparisons between core numbers and Pentacle numbers. Okay. So just use an example of that. Let's say that a soul comes in with a four challenge, or perhaps they have a four karmic lesson, and the soul ends up in a four Pentacle. Or let's say in Cassie's case, or the Cassandra's case, it was one of the girls that called in. She had 13 fours, so it says four is not going to be an easy thing for her. It's always going to require hard work for her, and she gets put in a four Pentacle. Well, you know, she's got a lot of discipline based on her energy, but she's definitely going to learn how to overcome slacking in that four Pentacle. She's going to learn what it's like to live with rules and regulations and to be limited, and that's part of her soul experience. And so it's not going to be an easy Pentacle for her. However, thank God you get to move out of it and move on into other Pentacles. Let's take the example of a three life path with a three Pentacle, and there's no three missing numbers in their name, no three challenges. Here this person has a wonderful opportunity to express the energy of the three. And they should be a very creative time for this person, a time perhaps artistic, very important social time in this person's life. They have exactly what they need to meet the experiences of this Pentacle, a three energy and a three Pentacle. That's a good thing. It's very important for those of you that are studying numerology to look for the number of the energy of the Pentacle and compare it to the person's core numbers. And it's also important to look at the karmic debt numbers, the karmic lessons, the challenge numbers, and compare them to the Pentacle numbers. And also look for repeated Pentacles, because sometimes you get to do it twice. Sometimes you actually repeat a Pentacle in a lifetime. First time is kind of like the practice round. The second time, there's the real deal. Okay, we'll stop there. And when I come back from talking to this caller, I'm actually going to start to discuss the energy of the Pentacles and what they mean. But first, I want to see what this caller, who this caller is. Who's this?
Hello, Allison. Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Good. Good. I tried to figure out my Pentacles, and I'm not sure if I did this right.
Well, that's fine. That's what I'm here for, and I'd be happy to help you if you'll give me your date of birth.
12-4-52.
12 what?
12-4-52.
4-1952.
Cool.
Okay, hold on.
Oh.
Alrighty. And we're off. Alrighty. Your Pentacles, the first one, do you have your radio turned up? Because I'm getting an echo.
No.
No?
No. Nope.
Okay, maybe it's just technical difficulties. That's okay. Your first Pentacle from birth until age 30 is a 7. So what that's saying to me is that in the early years of your life, you know, this is a time certainly that if you went to school or you studied, you probably would have been very good academically, because the 7 energy is always about, you know, gaining knowledge, and it always supports learning. But also the early years of your life, I mean, it's saying that you were a little bit of a recluse, or perhaps a little bit of a loner early on in life, that you were different or maybe quite spiritually connected. And you may even be able to think back and reflect that perhaps you preferred being alone to being with others. Perhaps you preferred nature to being around a lot of people. Perhaps you felt disconnected from other people, more tied to the spiritual than you actually did to the physical and material world. Because it's a very early Pentacle for you, very early on in life. When it happens when we're children, and we're still connected to the spiritual realm, we kind of stay in that spiritualness even as we start to get older and older. So it may have been a time that you didn't feel connected to everyone else. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There should have been a lot of spiritual growth or knowing. You probably were quite a wise little child, quite smart, intelligent. But also there could have been inward growth. A lot of wisdom comes in a seven pentacle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your second pentacle from age 31 to 39 was a three. Now, I'm only able to see, I see that you're challenged to the three. So maybe in some capacity early on in that first pinnacle, I don't know if your inner child was inhibited or you had a problem with expressing yourself, being able to say how you were feeling, or perhaps be who you are and not inhibiting yourself. So I really believe that the second pinnacle, age 31 to 39, you actually were learning how to do that. You were learning how to express and to come from the heart and to not suppress who you are. Usually in a three pinnacle, it's very good for creativity. It's very good for dreaming dreams. It's very good for manifesting into your life those things that you're dreaming about or wanting. It should have surrounded you with friends, or you may have needed friends more than anything else during that time as well. Pulling in, calling in friends. A friend might even have helped you out tremendously during that pinnacle. But it definitely is a pinnacle that's talking about creativity. The third pinnacle from age 40 to 48 is a one. So during that pinnacle, you know, there may have been a time that you were facing things on your own rather than with support of others. You know, sometimes that can be the signal of a divorce, or sometimes it can be a signal of separation from, you know, where you move off and you're not living by your family. But it's a time where everything that you achieve during that pinnacle is by your own hand. And that pinnacle also, you're challenged to it because it wants to teach you how strong you are. It wants to teach you self-worth and self-love. Perhaps you did not realize or did not understand just how strong you were, just how, you know, maybe you didn't love yourself enough. That pinnacle is trying to show you that you were capable of far more than you realized. And there may have been experiences within that pinnacle that you ended up facing on your own without the help of others. But those experiences were meant to show you your strength. Because that is a time of leadership. That's a time of pushing you out there and letting you know that you're capable, that you're a strong leader. It might have been a time, you know, career-wise, where you may have been ambitious and you may have strived to do more with your life, reached for more. Your final pinnacle, age 49, is an 11. You're in that now. You remain in that until the time you leave the planet. Now, I know from your life path number, your sixth life path, so we're talking to someone here who has cosmic mother energy, who's a healer and a teacher. Love of children and animals comes in with that number. You have a great deal of compassion. You're wanting to be of service to others, wanting to help them. You do have a sense of justice and a desire to help those that are less fortunate. That's the energy of your life path number. So here you got an 11 going on. This is a time of huge spiritual growth. The phenomena, the connected to the spiritual realm, the clairaudience, clairsentience, all of that is being ramped up during the 11. You're being asked to define your spiritual truth through your experiences. You're growing with your understanding of all things spiritual in this 11. And on some capacity, you may be pushed out into the limelight where, you know, whatever it is that you're doing for a living, you might receive fame and recognition for it, or you may be out in front of more people. Because perhaps in this pinnacle you have a message to deliver or something to do that in some capacity helps humanity. And so the 11th pinnacle, you know, will allow that. If it is, if I could see the rest of your numbers, I'd be able to tell for certain what's going on here. But I know that it wants to allow to have you be a messenger to others through you sharing your experiences with them. It wants to put you on stage to a certain capacity as the messenger. Does that all make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
It does?
Yes.
Wonderful. What are you doing now in your life?
Actually, I'm creating healing products for people who are going through difficult moments. And also, my main mission is to open a new kind of children's facility worldwide.
Now, given what I said, that really kind of right down the old alley of what I said, right?
Absolutely.
Don't you love
it?
That's what I love about numerology. Okay, well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in,
thank
Cynthia.
You.
I appreciate it.
Okay, blessings.
Okay. I bet. All right. Well, my gosh, how fast does an hour fly? And we didn't really get through all the pentacles. So just really quickly, let me see if I can take 5 minutes and kind of go through the ones we did touch upon this time. If you have a two-pentacle there, this is a time of cooperation. This is a time of diplomacy. It's where you've got to play nice in the sandbox. You may want to be part of something bigger than yourself in a two-pentacle. You certainly are learning to step back and not be in a leadership position, but step back and be in a supportive position. Two pentacles are always good for things artistic. It's good for music. It's good for rhythm. It's good for dance. But most importantly, it's good for getting along with others and being supportive of other people. Two pentacles can mean that you're quite sensitive as well, so you got to be careful of those sensitive emotions in a two pentacle. We touched upon the three, so we'll skip over that. We touched upon the four. Let's talk about a five pentacle. You got a five. You're on the roller coaster of life in a five pentacle. Change will come to you. Expect the unexpected if you're in a five pentacle. Sudden, unexpected events. This is a time where you literally can make a shift and very possibly not be doing the same thing that you were doing in the previous pentacle. This could be a time where you've changed your occupation, changed your relationships, changed where you live. Certainly, it wants to allow for travel. It wants to allow for new experiences for you. You ought to be, anything you do with communication, whether writing a book, publishing a book, or doing workshops or talking to people, networking with people, it's going to work out very well in a five pentacle. Six pentacles always bring in duty and responsibility to family, can bring in marriage, children. Sometimes people start businesses in a six pentacle. You get divorced in six pentacles, people. I got to tell you, marriage and divorce. You might want to be a teacher, a doctor, something along those lines that works very well because this is teacher, healer, energy, cosmic mother energy in six pentacles. We touched upon the seven. We didn't touch upon the eight. The eight wants to bring in power and mastery for you. And an eight pentacle is good for careers. It's going to push you forward. You're going to get ahead faster. It's going to bring money in for you. Not without obstacles because you still got to jump through a few hoops even if you're in an eight pentacle. But you're going to find that you're going to be able to move ahead a lot quicker. It's going to bring around you powerful and important people as well. They're going to be moved into your arena. You're going to meet somebody. You're not going to know who they are. Later on, you're going to find that this is a person in power and position and that they're there on some capacity to help you move forward towards success and towards material realization in your life, meaning abundance. A nine pentacle is an interesting pentacle. In the first position, if it's in your first position, you know, quite often, you know, it's talking about unconditional love, certainly. Sometimes it's a difficult pentacle when it's found in the early part of life in the first position. If you get married in a nine pentacle in the early part of life, chances are that that marriage does not last. You begin in a nine pentacle, it ends in a nine pentacle. So pretty much it's a self-contained pentacle. Whatever goes on in that pentacle stays in that pentacle. But it's good for art. It's good for almost anything, because the nine energy really does encompass everything in life, all of the energy of all the numbers. So you could almost be doing anything in a nine pentacle. Certainly traveling, being a world citizen, caring for others, unconditionally loving others. Learning about unconditional love is a very biggie in a nine pentacle. Okay, so I don't know if that was helpful for you guys. I don't know if you learned anything. I'm sorry if I got a little bit... Sometimes when I get reading, and I don't know, the energy of this month for me has been huge. It's totally been ungrounding me. It's been a little difficult for me to handle. I'm finding myself being very airheaded, so I apologize if I sounded a little bit scattered during the show. Hey, you know, what are you going to do? Seven energy, 7 months. That's what July is all about. It's bringing in some very intense spiritual energy for us. You know, also, you know, one thing I want to say real quick about the 7 month is it's going to uncover secrets and lies as well. I think we're going to dig to the truth on a lot of things universally in this 7 month as well. So be on the lookout for that in your news. All right. So anyhow, pentacles, they're very interesting. They are very telling. They're very profound. They have information for you. You need to know your pentacles because when you know them, you know how to plan your life. So give me a call, or else look it up online somewhere, but find out your pentacles. Hey, it's time for me to go. Thank you, everybody that called in tonight. Truly appreciated your support. Truly appreciated your calls. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. I send you all love, peace. peace and abundance, and I'll see you again next week. Good night.